Hong Kong is known as Asia's world city, but economists are warning that could soon change. The territory is keeping in line with a zero COVID policy adopted by mainland China. Lockdowns and mass testing are commonplace, and social distancing restrictions have been extended at least until mid-February.
People have been suffering a lot in the past 2 years, and I doubt whether people can stand another 2-3 years in the current state. So to me, this is definitely not ideal.
According to a report by the European Chamber of Commerce, Hong Kong's international isolation could extend into 2024, or until mainland China reopens to the world. Experts say Hong Kong's reputation could suffer long-lasting damage.
Given that, you know, Hong Kong is the financial hub, is the headquarter for many multinational firms in the region, and therefore many expats will want to come to Hong Kong. But if they're discouraged by this policy, it is going to make Hong Kong less international.
Hong Kong is one of the few places in the world still maintaining its no-tolerance approach to COVID and sticking to mainland China's policy. But as a fifth wave of infections sweep through the community, followed by another round of restrictions, people here are increasingly questioning whether the strategy is sustainable or not.
A scandal over a birthday party attended by government officials has done little to boost trust. On Monday, Hong Kong Home Affairs Chief Caspar Choi stepped down after admitting he behaved inappropriately by attending the gathering last month. The government is also under pressure to boost vaccination rates among the elderly, currently at just over 30%. With Omicron infections expected to surge following the Lunar New Year festive period, getting infections to zero is looking increasingly out of reach. Britt Clennett, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.